This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, Ike, before you get to it, today's show sponsored by Guide to Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guide to Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Well, I thought about guessing the singers. Then I said, never mind.
For Ain't No Mountain High Enough,
yeah. I thought I had it, and then I wasn't sure.
For some reason, I thought it was Tina Turner.
Not Tina Turner.
No.
I want to say Marvin Gaye.
That's one.
Okay. All right. Now I got a guess between two women here.
Okay. Oh, this is big. This is big.
It's either.
Especially with Memorial Day weekend coming out and all the cookouts. Invitations.
Good point by you.
Yeah.
Like Tammy Terrell or. Diana Ross?
It's one of those two.
Oh, so it is one of those two.
Yes.
Oh. That don't feel like Diana Ross. Let's go, Tammy.
You did it,
yeah!
buddy. You did it.
That's huge.
What a...
Woo! Hey, I feel proud. I'm proud of myself with that one.
That is huge. The Twitter question.
You pulled it out.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. There it is. Okay, Jonesy. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see if you can guess on this one.
Yes.
Which statue would represent the city better? The Rocky statue or a Tush Push statue?
Man, Rocky, man. Even this city's not that soft to go with the Tush Push as a representation of the city. At least Rocky has some sort of...
He's not real.
But it's still a little bravado and machismo to Rocky. I'm going with Rocky.
You want to give me a percentage?
Let's go 73% Rocky.
51.2%.
Wow.
The Tush Push
no,
statue. Yes.
No.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come
no.
on, birds.
No way.
Let's do
cool.
it.
Well, people must be really tired of Rocky.
Well, yeah. I think people are ready to sort of jump as
yes.
the generations age.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Big news on the Eagles as well. Along with this, the Eagles will be featured in one of the Hard Knock seasons. The Eagles and the rest of the teams in the NFC East will be part of the in-season Hard Knocks. So we will have the first appearance of the Eagles in any Hard Knocks. Now, it kind of sucks
that
they are in there with the Cowboys. And I'm shocked, by the way, that the Giants would allow themselves to be involved in any other Hard Knocks as long as Joe Shane is there. But we will get some Eagles Hard Knocks during the season, which will be right. exciting for us.
Yeah, we've never had the Eagles in Hard Knocks.
So I remember when the Jets were on Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. it was almost like, and they were the preseason Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. it was almost like on WFAN the day after Hard Knocks were there.
Oh, you broke it down.
Yeah, it was like the day after a game. Yeah, it was like the day after a game. So
I imagine,
So that'll be exciting. I don't know what day of the week does in-season Hard Knocks
during
air.
During end of season, I think I've ever paid attention in season.
I mean, I thought Hard Knocks is always Wednesdays.
Ooh, that'd be perfect.
Ooh, Spike's like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's good. It's Wednesday. We can talk about it Thursday.
Yeah, well, just from a show perspective.
We can look forward to it. Yeah, we can set it. No, you're right. No, it is a great it's a great setup. It'll be interesting to see in season because unlike preseason where most of the drama is surrounding who makes the team, this is more reacting to real live game action and games that matter.
Well, last year it was Tuesdays.
Okay. Oh, so it's Tuesdays. Okay.
That's still good.
That's still good. Yeah.
So here's what I would ask you to think about. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We think of the 2024 Eagles season as win, 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 dominate, 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 dominate. Mm-hmm. However, could you imagine having a Hard Knocks episode the week of the Brandon Graham show where he talks about AJ and
the bye week stuff?
Could you imagine the Cleveland Browns, Nick Sirianni fighting with the fans on the Eagles are going to bow out of in season Hard Knocks as I'm saying this.
Like they're thinking about it too. Like, hold up, did we agree to this?
Yeah. So
I don't think they have a choice, right?
I mean, I don't think they have a choice either.
Oh, they don't.
No,
because that's why it's a divisional thing.
Okay. Yeah, they made all four teams.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a choice.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles 1-0. They win the tush push battle over Roger Goodell and 22 NFL teams. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do? Okay,
Andrew.
It's a great debate day, the great debate week, because a big debate was settled today in the Philadelphia community of the Tush Push. I think people are making it a bigger deal than it has to be. It's a great play that we came up with that everyone in the entire league can run, but no one does it better than us.
Yes, sir.
And I think that we're going to continue to run it, and we're going to continue to run it versus the Packers every single play of the game. Nah, I'm playing.
We should now the Packers game every team we play this year that voted to get rid of the tush push, I think deserves a little extra. The Packers game in Lambeau, I propose we run it the first play of the game. Like we should absolutely, you know.
Then we do the Lambeau leap with Jalen into their crowd.
Yes. Almost
Jalen,
like
Jalen does not do Lambeau leaps.
Yeah, I don't. AJ might. AJ would do something like that. Your boy's going to have to throw it to him for that to happen. But it's almost to me running the tush push the first play in Green Bay is like throwing the first pitch of the game, throwing a brushback pitch on a guy that hit a home run the last game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or last year or something. That's what it would be.
Hey, Spike, I got three things for you guys, all right? So one, driving back from your probing grounds in Syracuse this week. Great town. Nice people there.
Yeah.
You drove back from Syracuse?
I don't think Syracuse is a great town, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, teach his own.
You can find somebody with less support for his own school than Spike.
Yeah, the town. Now, the city is a little further along than when I lived there. There wasn't much of a city now, and now there's a little bit of a city. So, okay, so that's thing one.
Thing two, I appreciate being back. Miss you on Monday. I would like to hear maybe every week since there's a little golf season, little golf analysis of every weekend, maybe a Friday or a Thursday once the show.
Spike, what do you think about that?
Well, I'll take a lap around the thing.
Okay, Andrew, we'll let you program this show for us.
Well, these guys love golf so much that maybe it would be a good bone to throw these guys.
I'm a majors man.
Well, the tournaments have to be
the big
significant.
Ones.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Only two majors left, Spike.
Well, we should do it. Which ones are left?
U.S. Open
and the Open Championship.
Okay, all right. Maybe we should do it for that. And what's the third thing? Okay.
Third thing, Jack. I have a little Phillies worm. Game and a half over the Mets. I said five games by the deadline. It's not even June yet, and Schwarber's already sizzling. So
that's not a Phillies.
That's not worm.
Yeah, but you're excited about the Phillies. That's good.
Well, no, it is. And he did say thank you for the. Oh, okay. Give us your who's elite.
I mean, I'm not gonna win. I'm a Redman, so I'm going to the concert. It's gonna be the Super Bowl MVP and the Super Bowl MVP next year, Jalen Hurts.
There you go.
It's off the board.
I didn't want to take it.
Yep.
Because I knew it was an obvious answer.
Sure, yeah.
You guys had this argument earlier today?
Yeah, so for debate days. Now, first of all, I am facing off against Jolly at 3:30 about Daryl Morey. Ike is facing off against DeCamera at 5:15 about whether Saquon's season is the best individual season in Philadelphia sports history.
Easy win.
I was on the morning show today at 7:40 to debate whether or not Jalen Hurts is elite with John Ritchie. And in my opinion, now this is a, much like you had a difficult, you know, task yesterday. Not that I didn't think you were right in the Joel Embiid thing, in that
it's
public opinion.
Yes. Yep.
Public opinion is against me on the Jalen Hurts is elite thing.
Right.
I truly believe I skewered John Ritchie today. And I actually think there's somebody out there, at least one person.
You convinced them
that I turned.
Right.
I do. And their arguments were they did exactly.
Oh, so you argued against him being elite.
Well, he's not. So,
well, he is. I just want to.
We don't have to do it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, put your gloves up. Put your gloves up. Yeah, go in the corner.
Yeah. All right. Deb, we'll both go back to our corners.
Yes, I don't even have gloves on. I was just wondering. You argued against him being elite.
Yes, and Richie argued against. That's hard.
I think that's.
To me, it was very easy.
How do you argue against him being elite?
To me, it was very easy. And
easy to argue he's elite.
I don't believe so.
Well, it's lazy to put him in elite.
Yeah, so here's what I said. Here's what I said to John. I said, John, look, Jalen Hurts is better than I thought he was. I didn't think they could win a Super Bowl with him, and I was wrong.
Okay.
He is a good quarterback, and he'll be a quarterback the next 10 years, and we should be happy about that.
A franchise quarterback.
A franchise quarterback.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, that's established. He's a franchise quarterback.
Franchise quarterback.
Okay.
And we should be thrilled about that. I'm thrilled about that.
Okay.
And in the future, I believe he could evolve to a place where he is elite. But
to win another Super Bowl?
Well, to me, elite is a very specific category of players who are great all the time. It doesn't mean they don't have a bad game here and there, but Jalen Hurts has been in the NFL for 5 years, and he has had one season that was an elite season. It was 2022. It is currently 2025. He was an elite in 2023 where he led the league in turnovers. He was an elite in 2024 when he was leading the league in turnovers until they decided to minimize his role passing the football. And I would also say that the leadership thing, though he may have changed at the time, probably not elite level either. So the thing is that like elite quarterbacks, it's just sort of like they are good all the time. They raise the level of the players that they are playing with. I believe you could say that about the historic elite ones. Say it about Tom Brady. Say about Aaron Rodgers. You know, a lot of those guys didn't have big name wide receivers. They had a couple.
Sure.
You know, Jalen.
Well, Tom Brady is the one argument. The other guys.
Well, I
had good receivers.
Even if we're going to compare him to other guys in the league right now.
Yeah, that's why I compare him against guys in the league now.
I look at, we're talking about Josh Allen today.
Yeah.
If we look, Josh Allen, I believe, raised the level of that offense this year.
This past year. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I do not believe that Jalen Hurts, now, here's the thing. The way he played in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl was elite level play. If he were to do that for a season, which I don't think is out of bounds, throwing for 200-some yards and, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Then he would be an elite level quarterback. But I believe Brock Purdy was the number one passer in the NFL 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Nobody would argue he's an elite quarterback. Okay. Nobody. And there are, you could say he won a Super Bowl, but like.
Which matters.
Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl with great stats, big year, one year.
He doesn't have the same resume.
He doesn't, but he also won a Super Bowl.
But he doesn't have the same resume.
Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl.
Doesn't have the same resume.
Bill Sims won a Super Bowl.
Doesn't have the same resume.
Eli Manning won 2 Super Bowls. Not elite.
Okay.
Not elite. So,
but Eli Manning is only not elite because of how long he played. But if you were to ask, was Eli Manning, it should be in the elite category when he won 2 Super Bowls in a 4-year span and over a 6-year period of his career, there's an argument there at that time.
Now, I would argue against it.
Sure.
But I hear what you're saying.
But you have the end results to really that's in your favor.
For sure.
In the moment, how do you argue against somebody winning 2 Super Bowls?
Because to me...
Hold on. And beating number one overall seeds in their building. He went to Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers in his building. He went to, I think it was San Francisco.
Oh, we're talking about Eli. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying Eli. Yeah. So when I say with Jalen.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying what's different with Jalen and those guys is that there are parts of his resume you could pick apart that would say if it stood on its own, maybe he's not elite. But when you combine all these things together, it makes him elite because if I were to ask of those quarterbacks, I don't even know who's in the elite category. But if I were to assume who I believe is in that category, how many of those quarterbacks' career would I exchange for Jalen's?
Yes, I agree.
This is the point I'm making.
Yes.
Is that how do I discern what he's done is not elite if I would trade their careers for his? I would trade Josh Allen's career for Jalen Hurts. I would trade Lamar Jackson's career for Jalen Hurts' career. I would trade Joe Burrow's career for Jalen Hurts' career.
And
only Patrick Mahomes' career is the only guy I wouldn't trade. For the last 4 to 5 years, the wins, postseason, stats, all that stuff, I combine all that stuff together, there's only one quarterback whose career I would trade for Jalen Hurts' career.
And that's an argument. That's just not the argument that John Ritchie made. And
that's why I'm better at doing this than
But I would
most.
Also say, there. I believe there's a difference between whether you're an elite player and whether you have a career that somebody would trade their career for. I think up until this year, you would say that Saquon Barkley was probably... See, he didn't have elite performances. Like, there are players that would have had better careers than Saquon Barkley up until that point.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just like, I think those, if I'm, my definition of elite, really good all the time. Like, great level all the time. You could say.
But nobody's great all the time if you don't win all the time.
Well, win most of the time. Like,
he wins most of the time. Sure. He wins more than a lot of those other guys.
I don't think Joe Flacco's elite either. And Joe Flacco came through in big games and won Super Bowl and didn't think he was elite.
One time. He went to the Super Bowl once.
Yes.
See, that's the other thing those other guys don't have. Jalen's gone to multiple Super Bowls.
For sure. And I agree.
That's multiple Super Bowls.
Let's put it this way. Here's how I would say the difference. And then we got to...
Sure.
Is that I would not trade Jalen's career for those guys that you're talking about. His career for Joe Burrow's career, his career for
you
Josh Allen's
trade?
Career. No, his career.
Okay.
His career. But if you ask me, would I trade the player for the player, I would say yes.
Yes.
That's where different. I would say it. Yes.
That's fair.
Yep.
That's fair.
That is the difference between the way you're looking at it and the way I'm looking at it.
And that's why you got to expand your elite group.
Well, I'm not.
See, that's the difference with us. I agree those other guys are elite. I just think Jalen belongs in that group with them. That's really the difference. Yes. I just believe he belongs in that group with him.
And you've said that.
Love it. I love this guy. He gave me a little bit.
I did.
I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. It's about 2 months post-Super Bowl.
You know, the day after.
Yes. We waited long enough.
Yeah. So, you know where you want to be elite?
Yeah.
Oh, this is where you want to be elite at.
Your bedroom. Let me tell you. You're elite in the bedroom. Doesn't matter how many of those big games you win.
Yep.
You're a winner.
Even the quarterbacks that may never have won the big one, if they have this, they're fine.
Yep. She's a winner, too.
She's a winner,
right.
too.
She's a winner.
And not just along for the ride.
No.
Oh, God.
Like some people. Blue Chew is the way to be the winner in the bedroom. An all-star in the bedroom. Elite in the bedroom. You get a little later in your career, maybe not, you know, maybe you don't do everything as well as you did before. Well, yep. Blue Chew is a chewable version of the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Also, Blue Chew, you do everything at BlueChew.com, so you're not going to need to go to the doctor's office. You do it at BlueChew.com.
Don't look people in the eyes.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you know you don't.
Yeah, you're not going to have to go to the pharmacy because Blue Chew is going to send it to you. And, right in the mail, in a discreet and
hard
package. Just go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Your first month is going to be free. Free on us. We're paying for it. Free. Just use the code 94. Again, that is BlueChew.com. Use the code 94 for your first month free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. How you doing?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Jack.
Tasty Cake.
Spike, I wanted to tell you, you demolished John Ritchie today in that debate.
Wow, and you're a Jalen guy. I'll take that.
You must be disappointed in Ritchie's performance.
Yeah, that is the only vote I need, Tasty Cake, to be quite honest with you. Your vote's the only vote I need.
It's clearly unfair that you guys debate hardly anybody on a station because you guys...
It is a tough show to debate against.
Yes.
Like, I've been listening to Ike for 18 years. I never heard him lose a debate. He's just not going to lose a debate.
Yeah, I would say that's why we can debate with each other.
That's why I don't like having Spike and I actually debate with each other. Because
yes.
It's like a knockdown drag out fight.
And that's why, just to give him credit, I know you're sick of him and I feel it, but that's why Elliot can hang on this show.
That's true.
Because he can hang. Because
he can hang with us.
He can hang.
That's true.
Yep.
I gotta tell you, Elliot versus the camera, I thought he was leading that debate by 3 lengths, and then Joe DeCamera had the greatest rebuttal in the history of debates and dropped the mic. And he stole the debate.
Hold on now. What was this?
So this was about the tush push. Yeah. Whether the tush push should be banned.
Oh, they debated the tush push today?
And Joe is anti-tush push.
Ah.
Yes. And what was his big point at the end?
Well, they were talking about fairness and everything. Saying, Ike, you're gonna say Joe won. He used the greatest travesty in the history of sports. He said sometimes what you see isn't exactly what is right, that Sugar Ray Leonard got the decision, but Marvin Hagler won the fight.
Oh, we know that, Tasty Cake. Come on now. We know who won that fight.
That was his point, and he dropped the mic. Now, he didn't win the votes, Spike, because Rhea and Richie were the only two guys that knew who the hell Marvin Hagler was.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. Yeah, but by the way, I also don't believe that Joe DeCamera would drop any mic, as he's mostly the only one who's allowed to talk on the show. So... Yeah.
Well, he told me I did a good call. He recruited me a little bit.
Oh, boy. I don't like that.
Until I said, I'm a Jack Fritz guy all the way, and then the call went into another direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of Jack Fritz.
No. He's starting to get a little personal, too, which I don't appreciate.
Jack, you heard the Boban stuff?
Yeah, for some reason, so the camera... The camera's one of his problems, of course. He's not funny, but, like, he thinks he's funny. So he kept calling me Boban, acting like I look and act like Boban Marjanovic.
Well, you don't look anything
first
like
off,
Boban.
Not even close. Yes. I'm not that tall.
No.
I mean, I'm compared to him,
what are you, 6'2"?
I'm 6'1".
Are you trying to say you're, like, clumsy or something?
And then he called me an oaf.
Right.
Which Rhea laughed a little too hard about. And if she does it one more time, this is serious.
Yeah.
If she does it one more time,
yeah,
I'll stop laughing with Rhea. Okay. So like they keep doing it. The Boban thing, a big old swing and a miss. And the Oaf thing, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Wow. Said, Rhea laughed too hard.
A little too hard.
I gotta say the Oaf thing is kind of strong. You
but
know?
If they want to get personal, we can get personal.
Okay.
But
that,
you know, I thought we'd keep this above belt.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So Spike, can I ask you a quick favor?
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday I'm going in for a little bit of a difficult surgery, and I hope things go well. But then after that surgery, I'm going to have to go back into this rehab for 8 weeks.
Uh-oh.
And the coolest thing that happened to me the last time I was in there for 8 weeks was the 5:30 Creed with the wheelchair choir. There were four guys in wheelchairs singing Creed with you guys.
That's awesome.
Can we do that again?
Oh, come on, man.
Well,
we guarantee it. Guarantee it. And Tasty Cake, know that we're with you. Our prayers are with you.
Of course.
And here is what I say to everyone, having, you know, we don't know what your procedure is, but this is what I thought about when I had a hip replacement, is that the good news is that you don't have to be nervous because you don't have to do it. All you got to do is show up, right? And it's on the professionals to do the job, and they do this stuff well. So we'll be praying for you, but we know you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I have a great, you know, this is surgery number four for me. Last 2 years, I've been dealing with some stuff, but I have to do what they tell me to do to get out of this wheelchair, so I will do it.
Yep.
Because, Spike, I want to come to Chickies one time and shake your hand and be standing up when I do it.
Absolutely.
That's my goal. We
will make a big deal out of it when you do. So, you get, next Wednesday, you say?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I give you my elite guy?
Yeah, who's elite?
Well, you go Josh Allen, I got to go Tibbs.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
There it is.
Can't wait for
Tibbs.
Ken and Cinnaminson to say Brian Daboll.
Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, yeah.
Called him elite.
Yeah, called him elite. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they better get past Indiana.
Yes.
Imagine how big of a travesty this will be. You think you celebrated to win that second round against Boston. It's probably a greater failure to lose to Indiana.
Oh, than to Boston?
Right? Yeah, yes. Right?
Yeah. Well, because they're all sure they're going to win now.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is why I am Team Indiana, Team Pacers.
Let's go Halliburton.
Let's go TJ.
Coming up next,
a guy who's definitely elite, Larry Anderson.
LA
joins us next to talk about the red hot scorching Phils. We will continue talking about the Tush Push. Also coming up at 3:30, the debate between me and Jolly about Daryl Morey. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877 GO GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.